The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, so let's get started. First, from Family Circle, Battle of the Bulge. Six fitness experts and nutrition pros share the surprising ways they successfully slimmed down. Bonus, you don't have to give up carbs. All right, I'm all over this. Do what you love. For years, I struggled with staying consistent. I would do whatever workout I thought was supposed to do, says Katie Dunlop, a certified personal trainer and creator of Love Sweat Fitness. If it was trendy and seemed torturous, I did it, at least for 2 weeks until I was burned out. She finally realized there's no one-size-fits-all routine. Look for workouts that you enjoy and that continually challenge you and give you confidence. Dunlop's fave, bodyweight strength training, HIIT, and yoga sculpt. Eat the right carbs. Everyone talks about eliminating carbs, but doing so can leave you hungry, and then you eat more. The trick is to opt for high-fiber carbs like chickpea pasta. Insoluble fiber is zero-calorie, non-digestible part of a carbohydrate that adds bulk to your food, says Tanya Zuckerbrot, RD, author of the F-Factor Diet. I love food, but I need to watch what I eat. The fiber in the carbs I choose fills me up and boosts my metabolism. Don't be afraid of the gym. I've been on both sides of the fence, overweight at the gym and super fit at the gym, says Kaylin Tuol Poulin, a fitness pro and creator of the Body Lady Boss weight loss program. Over time, I've learned that despite what we all think, no one is actually judging you for being there. Everyone is preoccupied thinking you're judging them, which creates a giant circle of non-existent judgment. Just pull up your leggings, put on your headphones, and remember, you're there for you and no one else. Focus on your Z's. More than a third of U.S. adults are shortchanging themselves on shut-eye. Sleep helps balance your hormones, which tell your body when and where to store fat and when to burn it. In addition to the metabolic boost, it gives me more energy for workouts, helps manage my hunger, and improves my overall mood, says Jillian Michaels, a leading fitness expert, mom of two, and creator of her own nutrition and exercise app. On top of eating well and exercising, sleep is the most efficient weight loss habit you can engage in. Prioritize recovery and shoot for 7 to 9 hours of sleep nightly. Give yourself a boost. You're not trying to do a quick fix, but you need to jumpstart healthy eating habits, says Brooke Alpert, RD, author of the new book, The Diet Detox. She suggests beginning with a week of protein, fiber, and fat at every meal, only one daily serving of starch, and no alcohol. It might sound harsh, but it's just a week. Alpert says the results you see and feel will motivate you to make long-term changes you can actually stick to. Be smart about salt. Sodium triggers water retention, and research shows it can also make you hungrier. I used to down an entire bowl of organic popcorn when I added refined table salt, says David Friedman, ND, author of Food Sanity. When I switched to black Hawaiian volcanic salt, and I eat half as much. He also likes pink Himalayan salt and Redmond real salt. Regular salt is stripped of many minerals, which can leave cells unsatisfied and create an internal hunger, he says. Aim for less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium daily and choose an unprocessed salt when you do indulge. From Real Simple, this goes back to the Get Your Z's Pillow Talk. There isn't one pillow that fits us all, says Rebecca Robbins, Ph.D., a sleep researcher at NYU School of Medicine. When you're lying on the mattress in your dominant position, your head and neck should be level with your spine. Test out different arrangements to see if you need more than one pillow for proper cushioning and support. If your pillow is more than 2 years old or has lost its buoyancy, it's time to toss it. Besides a lousy night's sleep, the wrong pillow can lead to headaches and neck pain. A back sleeper should aim for medium thickness and a cushion that offers some extra horizontal lift toward the bottom for neck support. A side sleeper needs a voluminous pillow to fill the space between the ear and shoulder. A pillow on the firmer side with a wide gusset, the rectangular panels sewn around the perimeter, is a solid choice. A stomach sleeper should opt for thin cushioning or no pillow at all to avoid neck strain. Down, which compresses easily, is usually a good fill option. And from Redbook, what doctors tell their friends about pain. Whatever your ache, stomach, back, these doctors have seen it, and they have a solution. Here's how they help their loved ones, and now you feel better. First, women feel it more than men. It's hard to measure pain because it's so subjective, but research shows that women's pain differs from men's. And more specifically, it seems that women are more likely to suffer from chronic pain, meaning they're in pain more often and also feel it more intensely. Doctors aren't yet sure why, but it's likely that hormones, genetic factors, and psychological differences between men and women play a role in how the body processes pain. Regardless, it's important that you get treated properly. So let down your guard when you walk into your doctor's office. A relative once let pain in her hands and shoulders go on for a couple of years because she didn't want to bother her doctor with something so trivial. Turned out the aches were a side effect of a medication that could have easily been switched. You might put on a brave face for the world, but your doctor needs to know how you're feeling and how it affects you day to day. It's the only way to ensure you get the care you need. This was John Torres, MD, medical correspondent for NBC News, including NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Today, MSNBC and NBCNews.com. Next, stress can really hurt. A good friend called me and said, I've got these itchy bumps popping up on my skin, and they're really painful. She texted a photo, and as soon as I saw the red, tail-like patches with tiny blisters, I knew she had shingles. She was shocked because she's only in her mid-40s. Shingles is caused by the chickenpox virus, which often lies dormant in the body until old age, when our immunity weakens. But younger people, especially women, can become susceptible when they're under a lot of stress. Stress takes a toll on the immune system, allowing the virus to multiply and reactivate along a nerve route. To prevent it, you need to get plenty of sleep and exercise and eat healthfully, because shingles often occurs when you're already sick or sleep-deprived. If you've never had chickenpox, you should consider getting the varicella vaccine, and everyone should have a zoster booster in their 50s or 60s to prevent shingles. My friend started on antiviral drugs right away and did what she could to cut down on stress, too. It worked. Her shingles have gone away. This was R. Sonia Batra, MD, MPH, Clinical Assistant Professor of Dermatology at USC Keck School of Medicine, Los Angeles, and recurring co-host on The Doctors. Next, watch out for bias. One night when I was a cardiology fellow, a woman came into the ER with chest pain. It wasn't a heart attack, but we discovered blocked blood flow to her heart. She told me she'd been with her husband at a follow-up visit with his cardiologist earlier that day. She had said to the doctor, I'm actually having some chest discomfort myself, plus pain in my left arm and shoulder. The doctor asked which side she carried her purse on, and when she said her left, he shrugged and said, just carry it on your right side. She ended up in the ER hours later. I've never forgotten that woman, and I share her story with friends constantly. Men don't have to be persistent in asking to be evaluated, but women do, because some doctors don't treat women with the same seriousness they do men. You have to be your own best advocate. Any new chest pain you experience should be checked out. And if you have trouble breathing or pain in your neck or jaw, that could be heart-related too. Call 911. Insist on getting the test you need, even if you have to ask for another doctor. That was Martha Gulati, MD, Division Chief of Cardiology at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix, and Editor-in-Chief of the American College of Cardiology's cardiosmart.org. Help soothe back pain while you sleep. My mother was a pharmacist, so she was on her feet all day and experienced swelling in her legs and back pain as a result. To help ease her achy back, I told her to try the same strategy I use every night. Think of your mattress as the sky and the pillows in your bed as clouds that will support you throughout the night. Lie on your back and place one pillow under your head and another under each of your shoulders, hips, knees, and heels. This sounds like a lot of pillows, I know, but sleeping like this actually takes very little getting used to. It's so comfortable that you'll fall asleep and stay asleep easily, and it distributes your body weight so there's no pressure on your spine. Give it a try. It worked for my mom. This was Hooman M. Melamed, M.D., FAAOS, Director of Scoliosis at Cedars-Sinai Marina Del Rey Hospital, and co-medical director of the Diagnostic and Interventional Sports and Spine Center in Marina Del Rey, California. Be extra smart about opioids. Because of the opioid crisis, naturally people are concerned when it's time to talk about whether to use these drugs themselves. Opioids can be addictive, and with time they also become less effective and even heighten your pain. I consulted with a patient recently who had signed a contract with his doctor that described the risks and detailed the expectations for him and the physician. I recommend asking your doctor to lay out a similar plan, listing how many pills you'll be given, how you should take them, and when you should discontinue their use gradually. Best case scenario, an opioid may only need to be taken for a night after surgery. Sign that agreement with your doctor and ask if there's anything else you can do to ease the pain, like physical therapy or yoga. That was Bruce M. Vrooman, M.D., M.S., Associate Professor of Anesthesiology at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire. Point to where it hurts. Friends are always asking about stomach pain. There are so many things that can go wrong in the abdominal cavity. There's the stomach itself, plus the liver, gallbladder, appendix, ovaries, intestine, the list goes on. So I always explain how best to describe the pain to a physician. Is it crampy, sharp, dull, burning, bloated, achy? Then I tell them to use one finger to point at the location of the pain before the doctor starts pressing on their stomach. This helps a physician determine which quadrant to evaluate. Pain in the upper right part of your stomach can signal gallbladder trouble, for example, as can pain when you breathe in. It's a simple strategy, but it goes a long way in getting the right diagnosis. And this was Dr. Torres, who was mentioned previously. From Family Circle, Secrets to Fearless Living. Pushing yourself slightly outside your comfort zone could radically change your life for the better. A few years ago, my oldest daughter Maggie was selected to play the part of young Cosette in a local production of Les Miserables. The closer we got to opening night, the more nervous my 9-year-old became. "Mommy, what if I forget my lines?" she asked, terrified. "What if everyone laughs at me? I'm so scared." "Honey, everybody gets scared," I said, reminding her of the same things I tell myself as an entrepreneur almost every single day. Real courage is when you feel scared, but you take action anyway. Sometimes you just have to do it scared. As adults, we too get cast in roles that can be terrifying to play. I've learned that you can build your courage muscles and make it more likely that you'll overcome the next nerve-wracking obstacle that stands in your way with these simple exercises. Be brave daily. Make a conscious effort to do little things that scare you every single day. It could be striking up a conversation with a stranger in an elevator or at the supermarket, trying that new combat fitness class at the gym, or speaking up in a meeting at work. For me, it was public speaking. Just the thought of it sent a chill through my body. But I also knew that being able to communicate effectively to a crowd was key to future success in my career. I started with short videos on YouTube, which led to a live segment on the local news, which opened the door to small speaking engagements, which eventually led to keynote speeches in front of hundreds every time I was scared. But those small wins gave me the courage to do just a little more each time. Use fear for good. If your goals don't make you nervous enough to motivate you, they're either not big enough or you haven't committed to them. The next time you set a goal, like taking an online class, posting a dating profile, or running a 10K, do a gut check. Are you feeling that knot in the pit of your stomach? Good. It will inspire you to get out of bed a little earlier, push yourself a bit harder, and work a little longer, just to make sure what you want happens. And if you don't feel it, then set a bigger goal or make a firmer commitment until you actually do. Embrace this good kind of fear to add fuel to your fire. And always fail forward. Think back to the last time you made a mistake and ask yourself a few key questions. What went wrong? And how can I do things differently next time? By redefining your breakdowns into breakthroughs, you'll overcome being afraid of messing up. Then, next time something goes wrong, and it will, because everyone makes mistakes and that's okay, instead of beating yourself up, go straight back to those questions. Remind yourself that all the best lessons come from failure, because you have the opportunity to learn, which means that even when you lose, you win. And in case you're wondering, my daughter did push through her fear and was amazing for all 6 performances. This was Ruth Soukup, a speaker, blogger, and entrepreneur, as well as the CEO of LivingWellSpendingLess.com. Get inspiration from her Do It Scared podcast at doitscared.com. And from Good Housekeeping, endometriosis, what you need to know. It's a chronic condition in which tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows elsewhere in the body. An estimated 10-20% of women have it to some degree, says Tanira Shirazian, MD, assistant professor of OBGYN at NYU Langone Health. Here are some facts. Factors that may up your risk. Starting your period young or reaching menopause when you're older. Having short cycles and or a high level of estrogen. Having one or more close relatives, mom, aunt, or sister, with endometriosis. The symptoms? Painful periods, discomfort during sex, bladder pain and or painful urination, blood in your urine, defecation issues that get worse around your period, and infertility. How it's diagnosed? After an MRI or ultrasound, you may be referred for a diagnostic laparoscopy that will look for lesions on the uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, bowel, and bladder. That is often followed by a biopsy. Management, birth control, or other hormone treatment can help control symptoms. Pelvic floor therapy can strengthen pelvic muscles. In more severe cases, surgery can relieve pain and improve fertility. And about getting pregnant, only the most severe cases require hysterectomy and ovary removal. Many women are able to conceive by managing their endometriosis with surgery and with assisted reproductive technologies. And from Good Housekeeping Project Clean Zap Sticky Stuff, remove tape residue and stickers from glass and china with a spritz of laundry pre-wash spray. Let it soak in for a few minutes or a few seconds to dissolve the gunk, then gently scrape the stuff away with your fingernail. A better way to wake up? Research shows that gradually waking up to an artificial sunrise may boost alertness, mood, and cognitive and physical performance. A dawn-stimulating alarm clock will rouse you with light that slowly brightens as it gets closer to your wake-up time. If you choose to use a traditional clock, turn it away from you so any lit numbers aren't glaring at you in the dark. We'll move on to some recipes now. From Good Housekeeping, can I make dumplings at home? Answer, we're about to make you a wrap, WRAP star, with these tasty little dough pockets of goodness. Dumplings 101. Choose your filling. There are recipes that follow. Then place 1 rounded tablespoon in each store-bought wrapper, 2 teaspoons for sweet potato ricotta filling. Lightly wet store-bought wrapper edges with water. Seal and shape, transferring to floured or parchment-lined baking sheet. Add 1 tablespoon salt to a large pot of simmering water. In 3 batches, cook the dumplings, stirring until filling is cooked through 3 to 6 minutes. Using slotted spoon, transfer to a plate. So here are your recipes. First, spiced lamb dumplings. Here's your filling. 1 pound ground lamb or ground beef. 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley, finely chopped. 1/4 cup mint, sliced thinly. 1 teaspoon ground cumin. 1 teaspoon sweet paprika, and a half teaspoon salt. Fill, shape, and cook per what I've already told you. Serve with garlic yogurt sauce made by whisking together 1 cup of whole milk Greek yogurt, 2 garlic cloves, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. What about shrimp curry pot stickers? Combine the filling, which is 1/2 pound peeled and deveined shrimp, finely chopped, 1 medium zucchini, coarsely grated, about 1/2 cup, 1 tablespoon green curry paste, 1 tablespoon fish sauce, 1/4 cup basil, chopped, and 2 scallions thinly sliced. Fill, shape, and cook per what I've already told you. Then serve with Thai lime dipping sauce. Whisk together 1 tablespoon water, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 2 teaspoons fish sauce, and 1 teaspoon each low-sodium soy sauce and green curry paste. And if you, before you do the sauce, if you wanted to get these crispy, you can heat a large skillet over medium-high heat, add 2 tablespoons canola oil, and pan-fry the boiled dumplings until golden brown and crisp, 1 to 2 minutes per side. How about sweet potato ricotta pierogies? 1 cup sweet potato puree, 1/2 cup ricotta, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1 pinch of nutmeg. Combine those, fill, shape, and cook as per instructions I've already given. You can serve those with sage brown butter, made by melting 1/4 cup butter in small saucepan on medium. Continue cooking, swirling occasionally till light golden brown. Remove from heat and stir in 8 sage leaves, finely chopped, and 2 teaspoons lemon juice. And for gingery pork and chive wontons, here's the filling. You combine 1 pound ground pork, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, 2 teaspoons sugar, 2 teaspoons rice wine, 2 teaspoons grated ginger, 1 large clove garlic grated, 1/2 bunch of chives sliced, which is about 1/2 cup, and 4 scallions thinly sliced, about 1/2 cup. Fill, shape, and cook per those original instructions. Serve this with chili oil. In a medium heat-proof bowl, combine 1/4 cup red pepper flakes, 3 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds, 2 teaspoons 5-spice powder, 1 teaspoon black pepper, and 2 bay leaves. In a small saucepan, heat 1 cup vegetable oil on medium until hot but not smoking. Pour over the spices and continue to combine. Let cool. Discard the bay leaves and strain if desired. This will refrigerate for up to 6 months. All right, let's try something else. How about build your own baguette pizzas? For each pizza, prepare the bread by placing an oven rack in the middle of the oven and heat the broiler. Split 1 baguette, about 24 inches long, and arrange on a baking sheet cut side up. Broil until light golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Reduce oven temperature to 375 and top bread using the recipes below, and there are 3. First, buffalo chicken. Total 25 minutes on this. You need 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 2/3 cup buffalo-style hot sauce, 1/4 cup ranch dressing plus more for topping, 6 ounces of mozzarella coarsely grated, 1/2 cup crumpled blue cheese, 2 scallions thinly sliced, chopped cilantro for topping. In a small bowl, combine chicken and hot sauce, set aside. Spread 2 tablespoons dressing over cut side of bread and sprinkle with mozzarella. Top with chicken mixture and blue cheese. Bake until cheese has melted and bread is crisp, 3 to 5 minutes. Top with scallions and cilantro and drizzle with additional ranch if desired. This serves 6. Topping number 2, caramelized shallots, goat cheese, and honey. This takes 30 minutes. 1/4 cup olive oil, 4 shallots thinly sliced, 4 cloves garlic finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 1 cup whole milk ricotta, 4 ounces of mozzarella coarsely grated, 1/2 cup goat cheese crumbled, 2 teaspoons fresh thyme leaves, 1/4 cup walnuts toasted and chopped, and honey for drizzling. Heat oil in medium heat on medium Heat oil in medium skillet on medium. There's the two mediums. Add shallots and garlic, season with a pinch each of salt and pepper, and cook, tossing occasionally until golden brown and tender, 18 to 22 minutes. Spread ricotta over cut sides of the bread and sprinkle with mozzarella. Top with the shallot mixture, then goat cheese and thyme leaves. Bake until cheese has melted and the bread is crisp, 3 to 5 minutes. Top with walnuts and drizzle with honey. This serves 6. And pepperoni 2.0, active time 20 minutes, total time 25. You need 1 15-ounce can of whole peeled tomatoes, drained, 1 tablespoon fresh oregano, chopped, 1 large clove garlic, finely grated, 2 anchovy fillets, finely chopped, 6 ounces of mozzarella, coarsely grated, 2 ounces of pepperoni, thinly sliced, and 1/3 cup pickled peppercini peppers, thinly sliced. In a medium bowl, hand crush the tomatoes, then stir in the oregano, garlic, and anchovies. Spread 1/2 cup of the sauce onto the cut sides of the bread. There will be extra sauce. Top with the mozzarella, pepperoni, and peppers. Bake until cheese has melted and bread is crisp, 3 to 4 minutes. This serves 6. And how about, this is a crock pot recipe, slow-cooked teriyaki ribs. Active time's only 10 minutes, total time 5 hours 15 or 8 hours 15. You need 1 large rack of baby back ribs, 2.5 pounds, cut into 2 rib pairs, black pepper, 2/3 cup teriyaki sauce, 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar, 2 cloves garlic pressed, sesame seeds for sprinkling, coleslaw for serving. Sprinkle baby back ribs with 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Place in a 6-quart slow cooker along with 1/3 cup teriyaki sauce, turning to coat. Cover and cook until very tender on high 4 to 5 hours or on low 7 to 8 hours. Transfer to the cutting board and cut ribs apart. Stir vinegar, garlic, and remaining 1/3 cup of teriyaki sauce into the juices left in the slow cooker. Turn to high and simmer till thickened about 5 minutes. Brush onto the ribs and sprinkle with sesame seeds. Serve with coleslaw. And this serves 4. From Redbook, Why Girls' Night is Crucial. You need it for more than venting about your mother-in-law. Your network of friends can also help you have a stronger relationship with your children, according to a recent study published in the journal Family Process. Social support may reduce stress, calm you down, and help you manage your emotions, which can result in more positive interactions with your kids, says study co-author Melissa Lippold, Ph.D. Tell the babysitter to keep her Friday nights open. And from Red Book, turn it down and save calories. You need to hear yourself eating. Researchers at Brigham Young University asked students to snack while wearing headphones and found that those whose munching was muffled by loud music ate more than their peers. So swap the TV for a good book and stop wondering how that bowl of popcorn got so empty so fast. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.